Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Thanks to the snowstorm yesterday, Transylvania County Schools is having a makeup day this coming Saturday. For more word on the latest school makeup days and other school news, tune into About Town, that feature during the noon report today when we talk to Superintendent of Schools Jeff McDerris. There was an unusual drug bust in Madison County on Friday night. Madison County Sheriff's deputies stopped a vehicle on suspicion of trafficking cocaine, and they found that one of the suspects had brought all three of her children along for the suspected delivery of drugs. The children were ages 4, 5, and 6. The two women in the vehicle were placed under arrest. The Madison County Department of Social Services was called in to care for the children. The 2010 census is working to make more of us aware of what it's all about this week. County Manager Artie Wilson says the kickoff is Friday, and lots of folks will be wearing T-shirts and handing out gifts to remind us to make sure we are counted.
They will be receiving their information about mid-March, and we're just encouraging everybody to make sure that they fill this information out.
The main message is to get folks to fill out their forms and mail them back. Andrea Roble, partnership specialist with the United States Census Bureau in Western North Carolina, says it only takes 10 minutes to fill out the form. And Wilson says data collected by the census can have a positive impact on Transylvania County, especially if all of our 4,100 part-time residents claim residence here.
And so we're encouraging and sending letters out to these 4,100 people saying, please count Transylvania County as your residence if you live there 6 months and a day.
Wilson says about $300 billion a year is distributed based on population. And if our county is undercounted, we lose money.
It's not just for 1 year, it's for 10 years, because this is the base for the next 10 years. So that's very important to us about grant funding, funding that comes through the state, through social services, Department of Social Services, other grants, and how that we are represented also is affected by this count.
Rubble says the census needs to count everyone who lives in the country and that no information collected by census workers can be used against anyone.
So if you're here on a work visa, on a green card, on a student visa, you need to be counted. If you're here as an undocumented resident, you need to be counted, because our funding, over $435 billion, which is allocated back to our communities on a yearly basis, is all based on our population count.
The information gathered in a census cannot be shared with immigration, the IRS, or even local sheriff's departments.
If we share that information in the Census Bureau, it's a $250,000 fine and 5 years imprisonment.
Wilson says stations will be set up at the Rosman Town Hall, the library, and other sites in the county to help people with census questions. In sports, the Brevard College baseball team's game scheduled for today has been canceled because of snow. For now, no makeup day has been set with Anderson. The Brevard College baseball team will play on Friday, hosting Lincoln Memorial at Gilcone Field at 2 o'clock. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.